Jesus Christ is probably the most influential man to have ever lived. While much of his early life is shrouded in mystery, all but lost to time, the story of his ministry and that of his life and death are known to billions. But this story, his story, is not the same one when being told by the Gospels as it is in the Quran. So just how does Islamic Jesus of the Quran differ from the Christian Jesus of the Bible, and how is he the same? What are the fundamental disagreements between these two great monotheistic religions, and where do they agree? Stick with me for the next few minutes to learn more about Islamic Jesus. Hi everyone, just a quick ask. Given the grotesque nature of YouTube's shadow banning and unsubscribing people in their tens of thousands from this channel, please check to see that you're still subscribed, but also please head on over to Rumble and subscribe to me there. Now, to entice you to do so, once subbed, just leave a note in the comment section saying new subscriber. Then in a few weeks, I will be drawing at random for winners of Japanese Edo style prints sent to you directly from Tokyo. So thanks in advance, and just for your information, I always upload my videos to Rumble first. The three strands of faith rooted in the patriarch Abraham has been one of the central preoccupations of differing civilizations that were founded by Jews, Christians, and Muslims since the birth of his two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. To understand that which unites the two most widely practiced religions on earth, Christianity and Islam, I would like to help you understand the literature from which the teachings of Islam and Christianity are derived. The Bible, meaning the book or books when translated from the Greek, is a collection of writings from many authors and is a set of teachings that supposedly came down from God and were then passed on to his prophets. It is a book that has sequential sets of revelations for Christians that are separated by the Old and New Testament. The Quran, on the other hand, is much different and is Islam's most prized relic. The Quran itself is the collection of the Prophet Muhammad's recitation on that information as bestowed by Allah. Now, these speeches are believed to have been delivered to Muhammad by the angel Gabriel. The Bible and the Quran are both guides for its believers toward spirituality and moral righteousness. While they, the books, agree on much, there are some key points of belief that differ. Firstly, Muslims reject the concept of Trinity. In Islam, there is only one God, Allah, and that God has no parents, no children, and no equal. Secondly, while Christians believe that man is born in a state of sin and in need of salvation, in Islam, man is believed to be naturally good and not born in sin. Thirdly, in Islam, salvation can be achieved through hard work and sincerity rather than, as in Christianity, through faith. More importantly, Muslims believe that Islam is the original state of being for humankind, and that, in their belief, much of the Bible has been corrupted. And this is why Muslims believe that when a person joins the Islamic faith, they revert to Islam. Because Islam considers everyone to be born Muslims, since they believe in what is the only true religion from the one true God. When it comes to Jesus himself, there are many key differences in the Quran that do not comport with what is taught in the Bible. In Islam, Jesus is known as Isa ibn Maryam, or Jesus the son of Mary, and he is mentioned in the Quran both directly and indirectly over 187 times, thus making him one of the most mentioned people in the Holy Book of Islam, and he is believed by Muslims to be the precursor to the Islamic prophet Muhammad. What's more interesting is that Mary, the mother of Jesus, is the only female who is named in the entirety of the Quran, even having an entire chapter written on her. And the clear fact is that Mary is mentioned more times in the Quran than the entire New Testament of the Bible. The story of Jesus' birth, as told in the Quran, is very similar But it's also the first miracle created and delivered by Jesus, as Muslims believe that he spoke as an infant in the cradle and declared himself to be a prophet of Allah. While both the Quran and the Bible agree that Jesus was born without sin and the result of a virginal conception, and that he will return in the second coming to fight Gog and Magog, or the false Messiah, and establish peace and justice on the earth, there are still very important differences of the Islamic Jesus as compared to the Christian Jesus. And a very key point is that the Islamic belief does not hold that Jesus is God made of flesh and conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. But like Muhammad, he is a prophet of Allah. More crucially, that Muslims do not believe that Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected 3 days later. Islamic sources point to this as a corruption of the true faith of Islam, and that Christians were deceived to believe such claims, and that the crucifixion just didn't happen. It should also, though, be noted that the Ahmadi Muslims, a sect of Islam originating in the Indian subcontinent during the British Raj, contend that Jesus survived the crucifixion and was taken off the cross alive and then continued to preach in India until his natural death sometime later. With the rapid growth of Islam in the Western world, it's probably important for non-Muslims to better understand the similarities as well as what separates these two great monotheistic traditions. Having myself grown up as Christian, or as a Christian, I'm pretty familiar with this tradition, but the more that I've learned over the years about Islam, well, I have now, for many years, believed that Islam gets many things right, and most importantly, still holds strong families as the bedrock of society. While one cannot always like the interpretation of believers in their particular traditions or their actions, one has to look at the bigger picture, and over the last several decades, it is the Islamic world that has the civilizational energy and continues to grow, while the lands of Christendom continue to sink into a kind of moribund and sedated state. And this could be the case because Islam was at its inception created as a warrior religion, while Christianity has morphed, at least in the past century, and evolved into one of pacifism. What you have to do is again look at the bigger picture. While Muslims believe that the Bible or parts of it have been corrupted or altered, and that the Quran remains the one true and final word of God, it's clear that Christianity and Islam have much in common, while of course central aspects of the dogma continue to separate them. When looking toward the future only cares about demographics, and they are what will shape destiny. There has, of course, been a long, very hard struggle between these two religious traditions for centuries. Many would argue that it was the Mongolian invasions of the Muslim world that has crippled it to this day, and that the fundamental problems within the Islamic world are due to a series of historical events. That much of the world is to this day fighting over their form of God doesn't spell well for the future of this continual civilizational clash. While Islamic Jesus differs from the Jesus of the Gospels, it should be noted that he is still a revered prophet for Muslims, and it should also be of key importance that Islam, like Christianity, as well as other religions, are for their believers. For their believers, it's their interpretation of mankind's guidance or verbal direction towards a path of morality and righteousness as laid out by the divine creator. Sadly, however, in the current year, both morality and righteousness are in short supply. Thanks very much for watching. Please check to see that you're still subscribed, as YouTube, as I said before, has unsubscribed tens of thousands of people without their knowledge or consent. Also remember to head on over to Rumble and subscribe for your chance to win an Edo-style Japanese print. Thanks very much, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.